When Rabbi Cohn got the go-ahead to bring Mendelssohn to Cleveland, he flew here in the mid-40s. And that is significant. No one got on an airplane then to fly somewhere. They took the train. But Mendelssohn was a starving architect, and he somehow got the fare for an airplane ticket and came to Cleveland in the middle of the winter to meet with Rabbi Cohn and the building committee. They walked around the 33-acre site and then met with the building committee that evening. Mendelssohn saw the heavy wooded land and the ravine that traverses the property, and he asked for one thing when he met with the building committee, and that was a blackboard and a piece of chalk. Standing before the blackboard, he began, quote, "I have spent the afternoon familiarizing myself with the proposed functions of this building, and I'm acquainted with the site. I have no design to offer you, but I shall attempt on this blackboard to sketch the relationships among the various parts of your program and the functions of this proposed building. Please do not mind if the lines are not straight, for I have one glass eye and cannot draw a straight line, but my draftsman will be accurate," end quote. The building committee, made up of influential men in the community, many of whom were builders, had done their homework. They had done some research on who this Eric Mendelssohn was that Rabbi Cohn was so intrigued with. And he proceeded to draw the outline of what is now the Park Synagogue building on this blackboard. They were enthralled with Mendelssohn, realized they had a genius in front of them, and gave him the contract even before he presented them with any preliminary studies or drawings. Highly unusual. They really took a chance and made the right decision in choosing Mendelssohn to be the architect of this distinctive building.